Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net. Hello and welcome to the Market Your Message Show. I'm your host, Jonathan Milligan, and author of several books. The most recent book, Discover Your Message, a 14-day guide to uncover your calling and find your niche as a writer, coach, or speaker. And we're currently in a book club series where I'm teaching a little bit behind the scenes. Think of it as your audio course or sitting around a fire with good friends having a discussion like a book club. And so we're going to be talking about chapters 8, 9, and 10 in this episode. And the reason I combine these three chapters is because it covers something that I've taught for years, and it's around the concept of the passions formula. Do you remember way back in the beginning, I talk about the Ignite Your Passion or Your Message framework? It includes three things: purpose, people, passion. When you get those three things right, you have a powerful message. That's what the whole book is about. Now, in the first few chapters, we started with purpose, and that was to uncover your unique gifts, to uncover if you're more of a writer, teacher, speaker, or coach, and really figure out that two-word superpower. That was your purpose. We spent several chapters there. Go back and listen to those, or go back and read those if you're still not clear on them. Once you're clear on that, then for a couple chapters, we talked about audience. How do you find or identify your niche or target audience? Now, we're transitioning to chapters 8, 9, and 10, which all go together around this idea of passions. And the passions are, how can we identify with this audience we want to reach and tap into their goals, their passions, and their struggles? And I've been teaching this concept called the audience GPS for a few years now. And by the way, if you don't have a copy of the book, you can go to platformgrowthbooks.com. platformgrowthbooks.com. You'll see all of the books listed, but this in particular is the Discover Your Message book, book one in the series. Okay. The audience GPS is just a helpful analogy that I've used over the years to help you really dig deep into your audience. You need to walk a mile in their shoes in order to really resonate with them. And if you better understand them, you're not speaking from super expert down to the little peasants in the village, or king to the little peasants. You're talking as a counselor, a guide, a friend who really has walked a mile in the audience's shoes. And the way we do that is we use a simple acronym, GPS. We all know what a GPS is. It's a guidance system. But did you know that the guidance system needs three plot points to be able to correctly identify? It uses three different satellites to identify a particular point, and that's a GPS. Now, we're using it as an analogy, or as an acronym, I should say, that stands for goals, passions, struggles. So chapter 8 is on discovering your audience's goals. Chapter 9 is on finding their passions. And chapter 10 is on their struggles. All right. So chapter 8, you can certainly, I'm not going to read through the entire chapter, but I want to point out a couple of things. In page 67, it talks about a study by the marketing research firm Mintel found that 70% of consumers are more likely to purchase from a brand that shares their values. Now, I would even take it a step further and say they're more likely to purchase from a personality or a person. We've really moved into the connection economy. More and more people buy based off of what a certain influencer, or expert or somebody they know and trust says. And it's also true that when you have the same values and you share your values, the things that you value, and you bring a tribe together of people who have those shared values, that it brings the whole thing together. And that's an important part of the process. That's why we're doing this process. I also think about a story that I wrote on page 68 about the importance of really understanding your audience's struggles. In the early 20th century, Henry Ford recognized that many people were struggling to afford cars because in the very beginning, they were really expensive. And he wanted to figure out how to make it more affordable so he could tap into this large untapped market of potential customers. So he came up with a revolutionary production method that today we know as the assembly line. And this method allowed Ford to produce cars more efficiently at a lower cost, which allowed him to sell the cars at a lower price. Now, this made those cars more affordable for the average person. And that is what put Ford on the map. And he built that big customer base. He understood what the struggle was. That's why it's so important. Now, here's a couple of ways that you can identify the goals. So I'm going to give you a couple in each category. So with goals, one of the best ways is to search popular blogs. What are some of the content that's written? Like just search your niche plus blogs and what are they talking about? What are the topics that they're writing blog posts about? Scout popular podcasts. So go on podcasts and search for your audience. One of them I like to use is listennotes.com. You can do it on your desktop and just do a search and find the popular podcast. What are the topics that they're covering? Write them down. What about trending YouTube videos? Go search for YouTube channels and see what are the popular YouTube videos, the ones with the most views. What's the topic about? And so uncover your audience's goals by looking at blogs, podcasts, and videos. By the way, as you're doing this, it provides some market research for you because in certain niches, blogs are really popular. In other niches, podcasts really dominate. And yet in others, YouTube is the place to go. And what this can do is this can help you. For example, I've always used this example. I don't know why, but let's say I was a kettlebell fitness guru. Podcasting, probably not the best place. You could probably go search for kettlebell fitness and you're not going to get a lot on podcast. Go over to YouTube, you're going to get a lot more. It's visual. People want to see the exercises. And there's probably some really good fitness videos around kettlebell. Blog post, probably better than podcast in that category because you can include images, maybe written material to show the actual exercise routines. You get my drift. As you're doing this, you're not only uncovering some of the popular topics, knowing the goals of what the audience wants, but also you're finding out what you should start in the first place. Should you start a blog, a podcast, or YouTube videos? So there you go. All right, chapter 9, audiences, passions. Now, it's hard to really quantify passions. It's very gut level, instinctual kind of a thing. But here's some ideas for you. And go again and read chapter 9. But one of the ways that you could find out is use Google Trends. If you go to Google Trends, you can put any topic in there and it will show you how popular that topic is year to year to year. And what we want to see is that it is a consistent popular topic. What we don't want to see is it's continuing to trail off. It's getting less and less popular. You go to Atkins diet, you'll probably find out that's the case. You go put in things like fidget spinners. They're still around, but man, they were real popular a couple years ago. You're going to see a spike and a drop off. We don't want fads. and we don't want things that are fading. We want consistent, a niche that is consistent. So that is a great way. A couple other ways is to go search for Facebook groups and see if there's active Facebook groups. If there's a lot of active posting and a lot of active group members, then we know that topic is popular. You can also do this on LinkedIn. LinkedIn has groups. Is there activity? Is there life? Those are some of the ways you identify how much enthusiasm is in a niche. All right. Chapter 10 is about uncovering your audience struggles. This is where I want to spend a little bit more time here. Now, in this chapter, what I wanted to do was to give you ways to do some quick research to find out what is your audience buying? How are they purchasing and what are they purchasing to help them overcome their struggles? Again, like I mentioned earlier, we tend to put money or throw money at things in order to solve specific problems that we have. So let's start with rider income streams. Now, what I would do is I would go to Amazon and I would search for the topic. And I would be looking for, is there any popular books around this topic? And I would be looking for like ratings. What are people saying? Comments? How many books are there? And you can get a sense of, does this niche consume books? So that's helpful for writer income streams. What about coaching income streams? You can go to clarity.fm. So it's clarity.fm. It's a website where anybody can sign up, make themselves available to be a coach. And you can go there and you can find celebrities that are on the site that you could actually have a conversation with at a certain dollar a minute price point. So you put that, hey, I'm available $2 per minute to give book writing advice. And people go there and they use this platform. And you could see by searching your topic, are people searching out coaching in my topic? Is there reviews? Is there ratings? Is there evidences of this kind of thing going on? So to give you a little glimpse into if people are paying for coaching. All right, teacher income streams. For teacher income streams, go to udemy.com. Letter U, D-E-M-Y.com. Go to Udemy. It is a platform where anybody can upload a course for sale and search and see, same thing. Is there lots of reviews on this topic? Is there lots of courses on this topic? And again, we want to see, yes, that there is. We don't want to see that there's not any. We want to see that there's life, that people, there's evidence that people have paid for courses. And then finally, speaker income streams. How do we figure this out? You can simply do a search on Google for your niche and then add the word conferences or add the word workshop or add the word events. And you can click through, you can take a look and get a gut level feeling of, are there lots of events where I could go speak at these events? You'd be surprised how many niche events you would never think. I did a search once. I think it was around crocheting. And I was shocked that there were crocheting conferences. Not that there's anything wrong with crocheting, but it just was a surprise to me that there were actually conferences with speakers and everything. Anyways, and workshops. That is how you tap in to those. All right? So in the next episode, we're going to be covering three fundamental questions that are really important for next steps. So you might be asking, Jonathan, okay, I know who my audience is. I have uncovered a little bit of their goals, their passions, and their struggles. Feeling pretty good at this point, but what do I do next? And chapters 11, 12, and 13 will ask three of the most important questions that you can ask when you're getting started. All right, that's it for this episode. I hope this is helpful to you. Again, if you don't have a copy of this book, you can get it in Kindle, paperback, hardcover, even audiobook. just go to platformgrowthbooks.com and that will send you to places where you can make that purchase and get whatever you want. All right, until next time, never forget, your message matters.